Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
26 years ago, Trevor Jackson was selling drugs, making good money for an 18-year-old, when a fellow dealer was killed. Jackson was charged with his murder and sent to prison.
Actually, I hadn't killed anybody, but I was selling drugs. You know, I went in, a young kid. Officer taught me how to shave. I hadn't grown facial hair yet.
He says he had an alibi, something his public defender ignored. And while he knew who had actually committed the crime, he refused to tell police.
Snitching, as defined in urban America, would be you and I break the law, you get away, I get caught, and I give you up. And I just was a kid. If I'll be honest, I don't think anybody thought they would do what they did to me.
What they did was to give him a life sentence. But Jackson is not sorry to have done time.
I'd have went to prison anyway or died. Prison is where God got my attention at. So I didn't come out bitter. My plea wasn't even that I'm innocent, because I was guilty of something.
His plea was for a second chance, arguing he'd spent his time in prison preparing to be a productive member of society.
I had taken every program in the Department of Corrections. I began to teach many of them. I was the chairman of the Offender Advisory Committee. You know, we met with the warden and staff. I was also the senior editor of the Buckingham Vision at this time.
He applied for parole and was released in January of 2018, spending the next year caring for his father, who recently died of Alzheimer's disease. He got his first driver's license, became a preacher, plans to get married, and counsels young men to reject violence and keep cool.
Like, you don't have to respond to everything they said on social media as if it challenges your manhood or your core existence.
The state has also started freeing people who were not deemed eligible by previous parole boards. In 1982, the legislature passed a bill called the Three Strikes Law. The idea was to stop someone who committed a murder, rape, or robbery, was paroled only to commit another serious crime, get locked up, and released again. But what if someone committed a series of robberies before ever getting caught? That's what Keith Fleming and some of his buddies did when he was 18. His friends were freed after a short stay in prison. But Fleming did 33 years.
I had a public defender. They had parents, and their parents did what they had to do to get them out. They went home within a year and a half.
Following an award-winning story about his case in the Virginian Pilot, Charlottesville attorney April Wimberly took his case, and the parole board agreed that the three strikes rule should only apply if someone had served time in prison between each of three felonies. Now 56, Fleming works in a chicken processing plant, volunteers at the food bank, and is trying to prevent others from ending up in prison.
I had three guys under 13 and 14 that have been getting in trouble, being hard-headed. One of them got an ankle bracelet on, and I just be a big brother to them, you know, and I tell them, man, it ain't got to be that way. You know, they act like tough guys, but they coming around, they respect me.
The new interpretation of three strikes means about 200 others are now eligible for early release. And how often do those freed on parole commit another crime? Adrian Bennett says it's 1% of the time. I'm Sandy Houseman.